Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
A lot of Cowboys on hand for Tyron Smith's retirement presser. We had DeMarcus Ware, Jason Garrett, Zach Martin, fellow retiree in 2025, Lyle Collins, Tyler Biadasz, the whole current offensive line room of your Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons, and more current Cowboys were there. I saw Fluce, the new defensive coordinator who's back, was also there when Tyron was playing, was in attendance. Jason Garrett, as I mentioned. So what is a sad day, but also honoring a great career, one of the all-time best Cowboy linemen and best linemen in NFL history, the great Tyron Smith. Salute to you, sir. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, live here from Shell Shack, right off North Henderson in Dallas. And we really encourage you to come on out, party with us. We just had Todd come by, another big-time Tolo. Nigel, the GM here, says he turns it on, leaves it on every single day. You're amongst family here at Shell Shack, so come on out right off North Henderson. And like I said, if you're driving up and you see, hey, there's a construction detour right before you park, don't worry about it. Just bypass that, turn left right into the parking lot. We're going to be here partying until 6:30.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. It's the whole thing, I was thinking about Tyron Smith, and we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday. You do hold his rights now.
That was a brilliant point you made yesterday, just in case.
If we get to week 15 and we might have an emergency, an Eric Weddle situation where, you know, we have to have somebody dressed for a game to maybe be our emergency guy, maybe Tyron Smith. But you do hold his rights. But he might also be, hey, that's it. But I kind of feel like that Tyron Smith is always going to stay in shape and be ready when he's if he's ever called on again.
Man, and pretty cool seeing DeMarcus Ware there as well. Yeah. Tyron said, I still owe a lot of credit to him for teaching me how to shave my head. In regards to DeMarcus Ware, some funny moments. Jerry Jones on Tyron Smith, there's no doubt in my mind you'll be in the Hall of Fame. He added, it's a tragedy that we didn't get a Super Bowl, but that doesn't take away from what you accomplished. It's been an honor.
There's going to be several Cowboy Hall of Fame members that are going to, it's when they put up their numbers and their bios and their resumes and all that, there's going to be a lot of them that don't have that. There's going to be the Zach Martins and
we just had DeMarcus Ware go in.
How about Jason Witten?
Yep.
You're going to have some all-timers that are not, they're going to be very much the guys, we always laugh about Charles Barkley and no championships and stuff like that, but you're going to have some Dallas Cowboy Hall of Fame members that are not championship winners, whereas some that have gone in from the early 90s, and it took Ware going to Denver to get his Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just, that is what annoys me. And Jerry saying that is okay, I hear you.
You said it about Romo.
But, I mean, yeah, how many times, like every time you're saying that with one of these players in these moments, how's that not a sobering moment for you to think like, damn, Why am I continuing to say this? What is wrong? What are we not doing? What is the issue here to why we're not able to get over that hump and accomplish that goal? I mean, Zach Martin was just on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long, and Chris Long was asking him, like, who's the team that you hated the most? He said the Eagles. And he said, you know what's also annoying is during my career, somehow the Eagles were able to win two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And there were years I felt we had just as good, if not better, of a team.
No question.
But they found a way to get it done.
No question.
It's so heartbreaking as a Cowboy fan, and I'm sure it's heartbreaking for those players.
Yeah. They grinded away.
Oh no, they're going to go into Hall of Fame and not have, you know, on the bus there when you go to Canton and you walk by and you see that bust and you're going to look down and they're going to have all the things that they have done, all the things they have accomplished. Super Bowl will not be a one. It will not be on Zach Martin's. It won't be on and it surely won't be on Tyron Smith's. And it won't be on Jason Witten's as well.
No. They will have that dominant win in Tampa versus a sub 500 Buccaneer team, ending Brady's career.
Did end Brady's
career. Let's not forget that, Hall of Fame voters.
J-Ron Kearse, forever the last person to intercept Tom Brady. That'll be a great trivia question one day down the line for you trivia people out there.
J-Ron Kearse,
the last person to intercept Tom Brady. 877-881-1053. The number to text here is for partying live from Shell Shack off North Henderson. Again, tomorrow, National Crawfish Day, $6 per pound tomorrow.
That's a deal.
Across all the Shell Shack locations. And we got Draft 101. That's going to be tomorrow, 6:45. Doors are going to open at the radio station, 4131 North Central Expressway. Whataburger going to be feeding you as well. Looking forward to that. We'll see everybody. Me, Brian will be out there, Bobby Belt, and then our cast from DallasCowboys.com.
You know, and I encourage guys and gals. You know, we got a lot of gals that follow the draft. And, you know, if you have your questions, and maybe you're a gal that wants to come in, maybe you're not a fan of the Cowboys, but you have questions, please do show up. You know, love to have everybody there. And I'll tell you this, though, Wolchuk. If people don't ask questions, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start asking questions of them.
Oh, and that's – and Brian likes to put you on the spot.
I will put you on the spot. If you're sitting there and you – I know you have questions, but you don't ask them, I will put you on your spot and see what your opinions are.
Oh, he will. All right, latest draft day buzz here. There is some reports coming out of San Francisco. They've been making some calls, and there is a chance maybe – the Niners could be looking to move up into the top six of the draft.
There you go.
So that is according to some sources there in the Bay Area. Niners have 11 picks in the 2025 draft and projected 10 or more picks with comp picks next year. So they've got a lot of flexibility if they do want to try and jump up into the top six. And we know, like, New England's a team that you've brought up.
Giants, New England. We'll see if Jacksonville is interested. Jacksonville seems pretty locked in right now. But I know on good authority from a gang of seven that Giants are interested in moving, and also the Patriots if you come with the right compensation package.
So that could be a team to watch out for. Now, who will they be going up to get? I don't know, but there might be somebody that they covet. We also got some more trade buzz. The Giants, apparently, according to Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, have reached out to the Eagles to inquire about tight end Dallas Goedert, who they put on the trade block. So it's rare you see an interdivision trade. It's not something that hasn't been done before, but typically you wouldn't see a trade within the division. Maybe this is one of the compensations, right? Giants end up acquiring tight end Dallas Goedert from the Eagles. That'd be something to monitor there.
Interdivision, man.
Interdivision, yes, sir.
I've been seeing a lot of Mason Taylor, one of y'all's favorite tight ends in this draft, going to the Eagles. That would suck.
It really, really would stink. Speaking of tight ends, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta. I was talking to you guys about this as we were leaving yesterday. But Mark Andrews, he's still on the team. DaCosta saying, quote, he's a great player. We're in the business of keeping as many great players as we can. So there's always a lot of unpredictability with the draft. You just never know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cutting him saves the Ravens $7 million in cap space. And they take on $9.9 million in dead money. But, I mean, you're talking about, I believe, the leader in all-time catches and touchdowns, or one of the two for the Ravens. And if his Raven career would end on basically costing them a chance to make the Super Bowl with that drop there, at least the conference championship game, gosh, that'd be a heartbreaking way to end your career as a Raven.
Yeah, that would be not how you drew it up right there. But he is still super talented. I could see teams being interested in him to some extent, but... yeah, that would be, you'd hate to see that be the last play.
All right, Brian, we need to find out who this coach is. This is Diana Rossini, Scoop City, and she's pumping out her and Chase Daniel, South Lake Carroll Zone. They're doing a great job with this, and Diana is on the scoop. I know one of Jane Slater's best friends. There's a debate, who is Jane's best friend? And maybe Diana is, but here was her and Chase Daniel talking about one of the quarterbacks in the upcoming draft.
Tyler Shuck is a player in this draft. His stock is rising. He is a name that I am hearing in league circles way more now than I was just 3 weeks ago in terms of a QB on the board that could be taken in the first round.
Wow. That is some news. And honestly, I don't think he's going to go into that quarterback three territory where I have Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart sort of at. But I do think he's legitimate at number four.
I had a head coach in the NFL, a current one, tell me that he thinks that Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this class. And I even said better than Cam Ward. He said better than Cam Ward.
Really?
A head coach told Diana Rossini that they believe Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this class. Now, just a quick background on Tyler Shuck out of Louisville. Texas Tech Red Raider fans know him well. Oregon Duck fans know him well.
Sure.
Until this past year at Louisville, he had never played more than 8 games in his 7-year college career due to injuries. Yeah. They went 8-4 at Louisville. There were some great moments. He does certainly have arm strength. He's got good ball placement at times, and he's the prototype size that you want.
6'5", 219.
Big kid.
Yeah.
And you never want to write a dude off. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe things have just clicked and he was a late bloomer. But this, to me, is pretty shocking and might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Well, you know, you have to, when you watch him play at Louisville, and there are times where his receivers did not help him. You know, there was some throws where they were, that resulted in turnovers where his guys just didn't, you know, secure the ball. You know, he does play under center, which is kind of rare for these quarterbacks in this day and age. But he battles with inconsistency for the position. You know, he could be right on the mark, and then other times where he's just not even close. And I think he's a much better passer, like a lot of these quarterbacks, when protected. Because he has a tendency, and I brought this up, when you watch his tape, he tends to flinch in the pocket or fall back when he's under pressure. And there's several snaps in the Notre Dame game where you could watch him, and he's under pressure, and he's worrying about protecting his collarbone. He broke it in 21. He broke it in 22. He broke his fibula in 23. This guy has been often injured, lost time, not a lot of games. He'll be 26 years old in September, and he's got that significant injury history. So, you know, hey, these quarterbacks, it's like those flavors of ice cream. My mint chocolate chip is your rocky road. So you just never really know. But I would surprise – you could hear it in Chase Daniel's voice, couldn't you, when she said that? He was kind of like, huh, really? Like he, you know,
yes,
quarterbacks,
shocking.
Quarterbacks tend to go and evaluate other quarterbacks. He's probably not looked at everybody else in the draft, but I guarantee you he's looked at the top 15 quarterbacks in the draft, and he probably has an idea that this guy is not the best quarterback in the draft. Absolutely not.
Man, I mean, it is. You never know how these quarterbacks are going to end up developing, but that was a wild, wild take. Then the Giants, they've been linked to Travis Hunter as well. We'll see.
I think it's Hunter or Carter, myself.
And we'll see what the Browns do at two. That might end up making the decision for them, even though they did work out Shador Sanders again. Colorado two-way player Travis Hunter, if he gets drafted by the Giants, their general manager Joe Schein said they would not be afraid of playing him on both sides of the football. So yesterday we had the report that he
17 games
wouldn't play if a team didn't have him allowing him to do that. But we'll see what ends up happening with whoever ends up taking him. But the Giants are saying they're open to that possibility. Lions corner, Terrion Arnold, this is pretty awesome. Last year they drafted him and Kyrie Jackson. And or Kyrie Jackson went to the Minnesota Vikings, but they were in the same draft class. Right. And Kyrie Jackson tragically lost his life in a car crash in July. So now Terrion Arnold is going to change his number from 0 to 6 to honor Kyrie Jackson, whom was a good friend of his. I think that's an awesome move. And Kyrie Jackson was a player that we really, really liked a lot coming out of the draft. One that, man, I mean, it's just there's a heartbreaking tragedy. Garrett Poeltl of CBS Sports had 3 first-round trades the Cowboys could make to increase their draft picks, one of which would be just dropping down a couple of spots to 14 with the Colts. Maybe the Colts want to come up to go get a tight end. You could pick up a first next year, he says. You get 14, you get a 4th-round pick, and you get the Colts 12th there. And then a trade down from 8 down to 18 to Seattle as well. You could get pick 18 from them and then an extra 3rd-rounder to move down there, which sounds realistic. I don't think the Colts move would be realistic whatsoever.
I mean, I love it. I'm hoping there's a team that falls in love with one of these guys, even if it's just moving down a couple of spots.
Three-spot move.
For a 4th-round pick.
Three-spot move for next year's one? Was that what he said?
I don't think that.
It was next year's one. That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's out of his gourd.
I just can't see that.
Trade down from to 14.
12 to 14. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That doesn't make
sense. That's media watchdog stuff right there.
And then the Steelers trade, which might be able to net you the most, Hall. And this one would be like, hey, you see quarterbacks start to fly off the board.
Yeah.
This would be you're able to secure their 3rd-round pick, which is 83 overall. You can get an extra 5 as well, which would be pick number 156. And that's from moving from 12 down to 21.
So 83 and 156?
83 and 156 going from 12 to 21.
See, now there's a realistic trade.
That one could work.
That's realistic.
That one could work right there.
Absolutely.
We'll just see if any of these teams want to move on up and be able to get somebody. Let's talk with Tim Cato, All City Dallas. He was there. He'll be able to give us all the insight on what the hell went down with that Maverick deal yesterday. How excited is he for this play-in tonight? And more regarding what is going on with Dirk and the Mavericks. We'll talk with Cato coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.